For those of you who have been away and are now back, welcome home. For those of you who have been searching for home, home that you might not quite be able to describe, welcome home to you as well. Home for Christmas. We think about it. There are songs about it. I'll be home for Christmas. Many of you have come home. Others are going home in the days to come. For some, this is home, and I don't just mean those of us who spend a lot of time around here. But here, this night, we bear witness to something of our heart's true home, more so than at other times, I think. Through this season of Advent, for those of you who have not been here, and I'm guessing there are a few of you who have not been here during Advent, we've been reflecting together on ways that the authors of the four Gospels may have prepared their homes for Christmas. Mark hardly decorating at all, as he is already looking toward Easter. John with his candles and lights in the windows to stave off the darkness. Luke with his caroling and festive gathering in the kitchen. And Matthew with his great family reunion. But along the way, we've been preparing our homes as well. A tree, maybe some garland, getting out the special dishes for the special meals, family and friends gathered for special gatherings and celebrations. Home takes on special significance in these days, one way or another for us all. For some, that sense of home seems far away in the midst of the strain of life, even in this season. For too many folks, things just aren't the way that they're supposed to be, at home or anywhere for that matter. There's too much pain, too much grief, too much injustice, too much worry about the way that things are, disasters of every sort. I hearken back time and again to Tom Hanks in the movie Saving Private Ryan, where he notes that every experience of the brokenness of war makes him feel a little farther away from home. Maybe you feel that way too, as if home is far off, even if you are at home. We long for home, all of us, one way or another, especially, I think, at Christmas. But for what sort of home are we longing? I wonder. Frederick Buechner has also wondered wonderfully, as he is wont to do. He once said in a sermon, "There's no place like home." What the word home brings to mind before anything else, I think, is a place, and in its fullest sense, not just the place where you happen to live at the time, but a very special place with very special attributes that make it clearly distinguishable from all other places. The word home summons up a place that you have rich and complex feelings about, a place where you feel or did feel once uniquely at home, which is to say a place where you feel you belong and that in some sense belongs to you, a place where you feel that all is somehow ultimately well, even if things aren't going all that well at any given moment. For some, a childhood home may represent that place, that sense of comfort and security and belonging, and you spend the rest of your life searching for that, even though you're not even aware that that's what you're searching for. I suspect that those who as children never had such a place in actuality had instead some kind of dream of a home, which for them played an equally crucial part. As he goes on in his reflection on home, Buechner recalls a moment in his young adult life. He was teaching in New York. It was toward the middle of December in New York City. He went to church, and the great preacher George Buttrick said something in a sermon, he says, that has always stayed with me. He said that on the previous Sunday, as he was leaving the church to go back to the apartment where he lived, he happened to overhear somebody out on the steps ask somebody else, "Are you going home for Christmas?" And I can almost see Buttrick with his glasses glittering in the lectern light as he peered out over all those people listening in that large, dim sanctuary, and he asked it again, "Are you going home for Christmas?" And he asked it in some sort of a way that brought tears to my eyes and made it almost unnecessary for him to move on to his answer to the question, which was that home, finally, is the manger in Bethlehem, the place where at midnight even the oxen kneel. That's the news of this most holy night, my sisters and brothers. In the gospel author's homes, in our homes, in our church home, the news is that home has come to us. In that manger in Bethlehem, particularly our home with God, which, whether we know it or not, is ultimately the home for which we long the most. All our decorations, all our celebrations, all our gatherings, even the poignance of our longings, all of this is because home has come to us in Bethlehem, and sometimes we know it as much in its seeming absence as we do in its overwhelming presence. But this home that God makes with us is no ordinary home. It rearranges the furniture of our lives and our priorities. It awakens us to the realities of the homes of those around us, including those who have no home here. That's why so many of you have shared so generously for the guests in the Overflow Homeless Shelter and continue to serve there through the winter months so that they might know something of home, of that love and peace and security, even in the midst of all of the chaos that may be surrounding them. That same goes with our offering for crisis control, and for that matter, for every form of loving service. We want others to know the good news of this home, and for this life to bear some resemblance to that home with God that fills us with peace and love and hope. Are you going home for Christmas? Amidst the hopes and fears that we bring to this holy night, may this homecoming fill us with hope and with love, all for sake of this Christ child who is born for us. May our hearts be full to overflowing, that we might be a means of blessing for others as well. This weary world so very much needs joyful and loving people who bring that sense of home with them wherever they go. And this child already is forming and shaping us to be just such people as this, people who know their heart's true home and who bring that home with them as a gift wherever it may be. May the hope and the peace and the joy and the love of the one who was born for us in the manger in Bethlehem, even Christ our Lord, may all of these gifts and more be with us and in all of our homes on this most holy Christmas night and forevermore. Amen.